Today is Wednesday, January 1st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. The balls are dropping as we speak. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually really late on January 1st. Because a lot went on today. So where should I even start? So anyway, I was in a really bad mood yesterday. For one thing, I had to go to a Filipino party, which I'm okay with. I mean, they're our friends. They're my and Mark's friends. They started out as his, but I'm now one of the family. Mark and I have been together almost 8 years. We've known each other for eight. We've been boyfriends for, it'll be 8 years in July, and I've been going to all these friend parties, you know, the whole time. But, you know, it's partly my bad because I have not learned, okay, two things. There are probably many things, but I don't enjoy large crowds of people. I just don't enjoy that. And so I heard a wind noise. I'm sorry. I think the air conditioning came on. But anyway, I digress. I'm an introvert, and so I don't like to be around a lot of people. Even when I go to like Pride 48 events, I have to go back to my room at some point and like turn on Netflix and just chill out for a couple of hours or whatever. I don't always join all the festivities after the recordings, like going to the bars and all that, because I'm recharging, you know. I have to recharge my batteries. And so going to parties in general, I've never been a club person. I was more of a bar person, so I could go and like get a drink and talk to someone, you know, one-on-one. Whereas like clubs are very dancey and everyone like running around and, you know, just so many people and the music's so loud, and I've never been a fan. That's why mostly I like to go to strip clubs, because at least if you're having to go to a club, at least you're seeing some nudity, right? So anyway, there's that. There's the part that I'm introverted and people wear me out. I just get tired. And then the other thing is, and this is partially my fault, because I have not learned Tagalog, even though I've known Mark for 8 years, and I should be studying my Rosetta Stone and really like doing a good job. I haven't. I've learned a few words here or there. But anyway, and as I've said many times before, the Filipino community, when they have parties, they really like to speak Tagalog or Filipino to each other when they're at those parties, because everywhere else in the world, when they're at work and when they're at, you know, the kids are at school and when they go to the store and, you know, everything else, they have to speak English because, you know, no one other than them speaks Tagalog. So I understand that. Like, I have no problem with them doing that. But then it usually ends up me sitting over on the side, you know, not talking to anyone. And I look antisocial, and they do speak English. Like when they come up to me, they'll speak English, but they really have conversations with each other in Tagalog. So they'll say a few words to me and then they'll go back to speaking, you know, their native mother tongue or whatever it's called. So that was the second reason. And then the third was I've gained weight, and Gary said, don't worry about your weight. And thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. The photo that you were commenting on was just my shoulders up. It wasn't like my big, huge gut that I've got right now. But I do appreciate the sentiment. Anyway, so the other thing is I've gained weight because, like I said, I'm a yo-yoer in my dieting, which I've got to figure out before I lose much more of my metabolism. And so they have theme parties. The Filipinos love a themed party. They love a themed party. Like, you know, it was plaid for Christmas. Well, New Year's was prom. And so I needed to wear something dressy, but I didn't think about trying on clothes days ahead of time. And I don't like the fact that sometimes I have to go out and buy new clothes to go to a Filipino party because I have to match some theme, right? So I was a little bit pissed because I tried on my suit jacket and it didn't fit me. But I had to wear it because I needed to wear something prom themed, and my tuxes are back from when I was in Dallas and weighed like 128 pounds. And I still thought I was fat back then. Oh my God. If I weighed 128 pounds right now, oh my goodness. Anyway, so those don't fit me at all. Like, they look like they should be on a small child, my tux jacket. So I couldn't do that either. So I had to wear my suit coat, but unbuttoned. And then a lot of my button-up shirts don't fit me now either. So then I had to, I have Spanx that I've had for years and years and years. I don't even know what to call them when they're for men, but I have them. But they're very uncomfortable. It's hard to sit down. I needed to tie my shoes. I couldn't even tie my shoes because I had these Spanx on. I literally had lines cut into my skin when I got home last night or this morning. Anyway, the party was good, though. I mean, it was fine. They played some good music, and there were some Spice Girls and some other things that were, you know, 90s and, you know, for us old folks. And there was some good food there and all that. So, you know, all in all, it was a good evening. It was fine. But we left about 1:30 in the morning, so that was acceptable. And we got to bed around 2. And not much really to say about the party. They take hundreds of millions of pictures. So you go in and they have a backdrop set up. And you and your partner or your family or whatever have to get in front of this backdrop and take selfies, you know, take photos. And I don't like photos of myself, especially when I'm feeling fat. But anyway, we did that. We danced. Not really. I mean, we watched people dance mostly. There's a guy named Justin who's I find to be really hot. And he's half Chinese, half Filipino. That is a really good mix. I mean, that's a really good mix. He has like perfect skin and just smooth skin, creamy, smooth, thick hair. He's slender, got a good body. He's a very nice guy too, but anyway. So he was there and we chatted. He chatted with me for quite a long time actually, but I don't know. So then we slept, and then we had brunch with my... So I have some cousins here from Colorado, and they were staying with my parents. And so, and my cousin Michelle, she's married, and I've never met her husband. And they have a baby. They have a new baby as well. And so we got to meet them and have breakfast over at my parents. So that was fun. And then I liked the shelves so much that I bought for my garage, that we decided to buy 2 more shelves and cover another part of the garage. There's a little cubby hole, I want to call it, in the garage, a little cutaway where there's a little section where I guess it's meant to be for like storage and shelves and stuff like that. And we have a lot of crap just piled over there. A lot of boxes, Christmas decorations, Thanksgiving or fall decorations, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they just all kind of got piled up on top of each other. And so I thought, oh, I could get a couple of more shelves and really organize that area as well. So we worked on that this afternoon, and I feel really accomplished because, you know, I've gotten... Now I want to go through the studio and, like, start throwing shit away. And I really... When I throw crap away and I start organizing, it makes me feel good. I don't think I'm a hoarder. I can be, but it really makes me feel good when I start purging some stuff. So the next thing I'm going to do, I do have some boxes that I've been carrying around for a long time that are in the garage. I'm going to start going through one a week and getting rid of stuff. So we're going to be buying a house in 2020. And so I'm really trying to get rid of as much junk as possible so we're not moving junk to our next location. And then after we finished that, Mom texted and said, hey, Michelle and Derek want you guys to come back over and bring some games. And I had just bought a game called Ticket to Ride. And it's kind of like Risk or Monopoly, where you're trying to take control of something and you get points for that. But instead of taking control of like properties, real estate, or countries in Risk, you're taking control of a train route. So there are all these train routes and you're taking control of them. Anyway, it was fun. It took longer than I thought it was going to take, and we had never played it before. And so we ended up staying longer than we wanted to. We had a bad Whataburger experience as well. I wanted to have Whataburger because I'm going to go back on my healthier eating starting Sunday. And so I want to get as much Whataburger in between now and then as I can. And so it was just horrible. I ordered on the app, which usually does fine. But we checked in and he said, oh yeah, pull up to the window, which was unusual because I was in the lane that doesn't have a drive-through window. So I was like, oh God, they want me to merge in. Anyway, I don't have time to finish it, but it was a really horrible experience. Just take my word for it. All right, well, Happy New Year, everyone, and I hope we have a great 2020. And for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.